Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. The first day of camp is out of the way, and you just had to match me, didn't you? Under
well,
the raincoat.
It was raining earlier. We had our coats on. I didn't even know what you were wearing. You didn't know what I was wearing, and I guess it matches, but kind of a little shades are off a little bit.
We'll try not to do that next time.
We'll try.
But anyway, now that training camp is back, we're going to bring you our extra point segment where we just talk about some of our observations from camp. So we're going to kick it off with a few of our extra points. All right, Brian, so why don't you start us off? What's one thing that you want to take away from practice today?
Well, what caught my eye is rookie wide receiver Aaron Dobson. This is a player that the Patriots are relying on. They have to rely on him, both because they really don't have a whole lot of carryover from last year's wide receiving crop, and also a second-round pick, the expectations are high. He wasn't involved as much in mini camps, spring camps, as the team probably wanted him to, working off an injury. But here at the first day of training camp, I saw him working with the ones. Hard to say who the ones are and the twos are. I saw him working with the ones and heavily involved in the offense with Tom Brady. That's what they need. They need this guy to be out there every single day and make an impact early on, along with another rookie, Josh Boyce. But we've talked about the wide receiver crop, which is just wide open. The roster battles there. Aaron Dobson really has to come on strong in his rookie year. And I thought he had a solid day one. It wasn't perfect. He had a couple drops, but I think he gets great separation from the defenders, and I think he has a nose for the football. I think this is going to be a player to watch.
You mean he wasn't perfect on the first day of training camp?
Yeah, he was the only one who wasn't perfect. I was a little sloppy.
No, but it was really exciting to see both Dobson and Boyce because we didn't see them this offseason because they've been rehabbing injuries, so definitely exciting to see them out there. My pick here, it's pretty hard not to go with Tim Tebow. He drew so much attention from the media, from the fans, spent a lot of time signing autographs for the fans afterwards, so there's definitely a strong feel that Tim Tebow is here. He was on the field as a quarterback, taking a couple of rounds, throwing the ball. Looked a little shaky at times. You can tell that he's still definitely trying to learn this offense. But there was one time during the drills I think is noticeable where he did catch a ball from Ryan Mallett. So a couple of different places there on the field, but just something that is hard to avoid at this point.
And, you know, Bill Belichick was asked before practice. Tim Tebow was asked after practice, what position are you going to play? Are you going to play some positions not involving quarterback? Whatever's best for the team, whatever coach asks me, that's what we can expect from Tim Tebow. I think it's going to be mostly quarterback, but we'll see how it plays out.
Well, I'll agree with you, but I think there's a lot to be said, though, about Coach Belichick saying that, you know, he is here to do whatever he can to be an asset to this team, but the fact that Tim Tebow has committed to doing that as well, because he got a lot of flack, especially in the media, about being a player who's not committed to playing any position other than quarterback. So I think that there's a lot of insight and a lot to take out of Tebow and Coach Belichick both saying the same thing.
And just real quick, one of the plays of the day, it was not a great play by Tim Tebow. It was a great play by Chandler Jones. It was a little outlet pass, not well thrown. Chandler Jones with a diving interception. You don't see that too often from a defensive lineman. That one got the crowd riled up a little bit.
Right. A couple of good passes, though, and then he had, you know, he rushed the ball one time, which was pretty, we had a good run on that one. So, you know, 50-50 here, I think.
Some good, some bad.
Some good, some bad. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. But we will continue to bring you our extra point segments all throughout training camp, but that will do it for Brian and myself for day one. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.